Do you want to know the full story behind the Menendez brothers? How about the accused Gilgo Beach serial killer or Candy Montgomery? On our Killer Destinations podcast, we immediately jump right to the story. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Kathy. And just like you, we are obsessed with all things true crime. We're also lifelong friends. And on our Killer Destinations podcast, we tell the best stories and dive deep for all the interesting details.
We also intersperse occasional humor and have a little fun along the way. But we never forget that we're talking about real people and real families.
Listen to Killer Destinations every Tuesday for your true crime fix.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
We're back here with Willipus Wallipus and Shane.
And Kim doesn't have her headphones. She doesn't have her mic.
You think this is her first time doing this?
I was crying over the awesome Ukraine postcard.
Been years since Kim's first time.
Years.
Decades.
Before centuries. The written language.
Before the Bible. Before the Bible was written by white men.
For a white Jesus.
Are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling pretty good.
How's your neck?
It's okay right now. Thank you.
Did you take some ibuprofen?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Good.
You've been on the corners.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, he was on the corner in Nashville too much.
How's your neck?
Mine's fine. I have no problem with my neck.
It's always the worst part the day after. You're like, am I coming down with something? Then you're like, oh no.
Just fatigue.
Just fatigue.
Fatigue.
People in too much. People.
I don't remember it being like that in Vegas.
What do you mean?
I don't remember it being so busy.
Well, the venue was like, I don't know, it was like brighter and like more open kind of. Like we weren't so close together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they definitely should have used.
Good God.
Did you hear
oh
that?
My God.
My God. Gross.
That was awful.
God. She's single and ready to mingle.
My stomach.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think they
should. You're disgusting.
She's possessed. That demon so is
get out of the bunker. Sorry. Get out of the bunker now.
You're ridiculous. Yeah, I really think they should have used that whole space for the podcasters and stuff. I think it was just a little too tight.
How the little alleys were made it seem like when they had a lot of people, it was like, oh, I'm glad we've got this little corner to.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't be as bad in Denver next year.
I thought it was funny that I did. Every year I always talk so much that I start losing my voice. Mm-hmm. It always gets a little
Yeah, it was straining the very first night. Yeah.
You have to yell.
The first day, Friday.
Yeah, because it gets so loud in there.
When they don't yell, you're just sitting there watching their lips move like, uh-huh.
And of course, like Kim is so non-people friendly that she didn't talk as much as me.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm hoping that the next one I will be a little bit better at. It was just very
fake
foreign.
Smile.
It was
you just
foreign.
A fake smile.
My mouth would hurt.
It's Monday.
That's what you have to do.
My cheeks were aching on Sunday. Kim, that's why I didn't talk much in the car.
That's Didn't you learn that when you're in a relationship? After a while, your mouth's going to hurt a little bit.
Eventually, it just sticks there. Why do you think I smile so much? It's just reflex memory.
You just have to look, Kim. Now, see, when you have dimples, when you have, that's fine. But this.
And you can't cross your arms because that makes you seem closed off and people won't approach you. You've got to be relaxed. Show a little skin.
This is not how you want people looking at you when you're at a table. Listen to my podcast.
I'm a real people
person. At least this slight smile. It may look fake, but it looks like I'm at least somewhat approachable than this.
I think it was because when we went to Vegas, I went to a lot more.
Well, you were there as like a.
In Vegas.
Not a creator.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just left me at the table.
Yeah, pretty much. Josh was there at the table a lot too. And because we went to quite a few different things together.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, I wasn't at the table as much in Vegas. So I was really overwhelmed on how many people were actually there.
Mm.
Because in Vegas, I didn't have to worry about
anything. Well, the event was much bigger than in Vegas as well.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot more people at this one.
I wonder what the attendance was in Vegas. Do you remember?
Like 3,000+, I believe. Less than 4, I think.
Yeah. Maybe.
So it was like 3,500.
Yeah, I think there was
6,500. So it was like double.
Probably.
Okay. I guess that really makes sense on why I felt so overwhelmed then.
Probably. But then our aisle here at this one was a little thin. So, like, yeah. You know, they were like rushing in like cattle at some points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they first opened that door and I see this wall of people come in, I was like, whoa!
Listen to my podcast. Listen to my podcast.
Him hid under the table.
No, I didn't.
I like the gardens, though, because, you know, it gave you a calm area mm-hmm. to, you know, oh, I need a 10-minute away from people break.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. That was a lot better than, I mean, if we had wanted to get away from anything in Vegas, we had to go up to our room.
Right.
Because it was either the convention center or
the football man,
the shopping place or the casino. That was it. I think you walked more in Nashville than what we did in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. In Vegas, you just had to walk around and get on the elevator and go up because it was, mm-hmm. it was tall, so you just had to go all the way up.
Right.
You know, wherever we travel, I've noticed that God does smile down on me. We went to Vegas. It was the football thing. So I was surrounded by just the daddiest of daddies mm-hmm. and football players. Then we went to Myrtle Beach, and it was the Muscle Man competition. And then in Nashville, we get there. What happens? A cowboy ball. Ugh.
Oh,
is that what that was?
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of muscly men and suits and cowboy hats. Except I was real disappointed because I saw two of them from a distance. And as I got towards the elevator, I'm like, ooh, they are fine looking. Their muscles just bulging.
Is that why you were wearing that waiter outfit that one day?
Yeah, that was. No. No. As I got closer, I had to look down at them and the attraction went away.
Oh.
I was like, oh, look, men get closer. Oh,
yeah, that, boys. That night that they had that, you were up in the room and I was going to meet the other guys downstairs to eat dinner. And I mean, I walked right through the middle of them and I'm like, oh my God, I need to text Josh and tell him he needs to come down here.
It makes sense. What, you know, it all just makes sense now because Josh was playing music really loud. When he was walking through the halls, what was that one song?
When you're ready, come and get it.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, boy, this is so odd that he was just playing that song. But now I get it.
Get it now.
Yeah.
I'm here for the party. I leave until they close me down.
Yeah, I walked through that and I was like, oh my God. I didn't know where to look. There was too many of them. And so this is really stupid because you're talking about them, you know, following you. Anytime it's just Shane and I going somewhere, I don't ever notice a guy. I never see one that ever
that's
catches my eye
enough.
Because you
can't see around all this man.
Oh,
well,
God.
That's because I actively look. Like, they're like snakes. They just catch me. I'm like, oh, daddy. And Kim and I have tails.
Yeah, we have tails on when we see somebody that's really nice looking. What's yours, Josh?
Like Eartha Kitt.
And I'm like, oh,
Yeah. When I'd hear Kim go, ooh, I'd look up like, where? 10 o'clock? 5?
Ooh. Ooh. He's purring. I'm
what
looking.
Is good for? Absolutely nothing.
So it's like, ooh. I just don't notice them. Unless, I mean, every once in a while I'll see a really nice looking one when it's just Shane and I, but it's not very often. But it seems like every time we go someplace together, it's like all of these good looking, you attract them, I
Story
guess.
Story of my life, honey. Oh. God just sends them my way. Here, he'll be good for you.
Mm. Yep, it was quite, that's hilarious. Quite the thing, seeing all them cowboy hats and cowboy boots. And
so, you know, you guys remember how we were talking about the admin was Wendy,
yeah.
my co-host yeah. on that Facebook group. Well, she's stinking out of me as the other admin.
Oh, crap. And I swear. You're like, I don't want in on this.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait until Denver next year. I'm going to at Shane on everything.
Add a toilet paper at Shane Waters.
I swear to God. If people start adding me on that group, I'm going to be so pissed.
Someone farted in this elevator at Shane Waters.
Yeah. Oh, we got me so mad.
All the complainers.
I know. They always at Kevin. Uh-huh. At this Kevin guy. At Kevin.
Now,
at
what
Kevin.
All I need our listeners to do next year when they go to Crime Con in Denver.
Well, we already decided that next year what we're going to do is we're going to do another recording. And any of our listeners that go, we're going to let them come and watch us.
Is it going to be all of our listeners or just the Patreons?
We don't know yet. I mean, it could be anyone, I think. Anyone that shows up. They can all just join in.
It's next September, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My birth month.
Yeah. September 5th through the 7th.
That sounds right.
I mean, that sounds really close.
Sure.
That sounds right.
It sounds really close.
We have time to change it if we're not right.
Yeah, we'll have to. I mean, it's going to be hard to be able to promote it before we go because we're not going to know until we get there where we can do it at.
Yeah. Well, it'll be fine. We'll figure it out.
I guess we could promote it saying, listen, or you know, watch our social media or something, and we'll, we can put it.
I have a special talent of finding any place to do it at.
Well, I'm sure you do.
Whether it be cornfield or...
Are we going to try to do that for the True Crime Paranormal podcast, too? Or festival?
For this year?
Yeah.
Maybe if we get enough people that come. But normally it's not as big of an event. So there may not be a lot of listeners that come. So if some listeners show up, then if we do record, we could always invite them.
Okay. What we'll do is tell all of our listeners, hey, if you guys go there and you come to meet us, ask us if we're going to have one. Because then we'll know that you're wanting to go and we can put something together.
Yeah.
We're real big on, we don't want to bother nobody.
Right.
I'm excited to stay at the Stanley Hotel. I'll do a live video.
So we had gotten a listener that wrote in. So I wanted to shout out to Michelle P. Michelle wrote in and said that she wanted to make sure that we saw the Scooby-Doo Saturday Night Live skit. Did you guys watch it?
No.
Yeah, so it was a couple weeks ago. And I watched it. It was so weird. I didn't really care for it because I'm a big Scooby-Doo fan. And it kind of like made fun of them, I felt like. It was really bizarre to me.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, watch it. I got what they were doing. It was very weird, but like it's a Saturday Night Live version.
Actually, I think I might have seen a clip somewhere. But for some reason, I didn't think that it was something that was recent. I thought it was something, you know, that had happened a long time ago.
Yeah. And she also said, just to make sure everyone knows, that Target sells Golden Girls action figures.
They have them now? I look every time I go to Target for months now. Oh, yeah. Oh, yay. I wonder if they're the little keychain ones.
Josh leaves us right now.
Well, there isn't a Target nearby.
There was also somebody on... line that made the suggestion that we make a real photo like our
logo
sitting in the car, and I thought that it was a awesome idea.
I've only mentioned it several times, and
I don't remember hearing you say that.
No, in one ear, not the other.
I mean,
multiple times.
Kim never pays attention, and Josh never remembers.
Yeah,
so we need to find somebody that will do that for us. Do a picture.
We have tripods.
That's true.
Pay somebody?
Rich.
Kim's got all the money.
Right. We got several tripods. Well,
it's not like I don't have a photographer brother-in-law either.
She goes and pays her bills, and suddenly she just thinks she's rich. Uh-huh. And also, you know that by her saying, we need to find somebody to do this, she's saying, hey, Shane.
No, I'm saying, hey, Rodney.
You should find somebody.
Rodney, my brother-in-law.
You can tell we grew up poor because I'm always like, I got an iPhone. I can do it. I've never done this before in my life, but I ain't paying that.
I'm just not sure how $20. We're going to be able to get it without it glaring on the windshield.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's why I think the garage. Rodney could probably pull it off. Mm. He would know how to do it without getting the glare.
Park in the shade. Go to a nice park, park under a tree, cemetery.
Oh, we should go to the cemetery to do it. That would be funny.
Well, next we'll do boudoir photos of us.
You can do boudoir pictures. I'm not.
I want to do. I really want to get an 80s glamour shot of Kit. Like, I want to do like where her hair's big, the blue eyeshadow, the feather, look at my hair.
The only way my hair would be big is if it was standing on end.
Listen, honey, you've met me. I can get your hair as big as it can possibly be.
I don't know about
I'll give you the Dorothy's Bornax special. Be blown out. I worked at a nursing home. Them little old ladies hardly have any hair, and I make it look like full and luscious. I got you, girl. I got you.
Make it now look I'm like gonna have downstairs. Him do it just to see if he can.
I kind of really want to now give her like a big old 90s, 80s. I'll bring your bangs up, that little curl.
I like my short hair.
One of these days, I'm gonna bring my curling iron.
Too easy to take care of.
I've got a thin little curling iron. I'm gonna bring it sometime. We're gonna do your hair before we do record.
That would be fun.
Oh my god!
I'll be bring a big old blue eyeshadow. I'll make it look like that lady from the Drew Carey show. The secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Mimi?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
She's so funny. She was so funny.
Draw some lips on you. Start from scratch, apparently. Look from She got them Reba lips. I do, too. I don't have a topper lip. You got Reba lips, which I admire her. She has a whole lip care line and no top lip. Hmm.
How about that?
That's a business woman.
Give Shane some makeup tips here.
One day I'm going to cut. We'll all have overdrawn big lips. What's that one? Here's how.
Oh my God, you too. You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
Well, what's funny is I draw my lips very big when I do drag, and some guys will see it, and apparently they don't understand how makeup works. And they think that they're my real lips. And they'll be like, I'll put them big old lips to use. I'm like, honey, it's lipstick. I ain't got nothing on my chair. It's just going to wash off. Big old lips.
One of these days, I'm going to see you do drag.
One of these days. I'm kind of like Shane with his stand-up. When people are there, it like takes me out of the illusion I create.
Well, you don't have to know when I show up. I can stand in the back.
I'll spot your mean mug and face.
Oh, please.
He'll smell dark you coming bar. In from a mile away.
I'll be looking and she'll be seeing.
Fuck you.
Crocheting her little asshole blanket. Keeping the gay guys away from it. No! Get your fingers out of it.
Who invited that lesbian over there?
Let's just say this Kim looks like bar. She goes to a Winona concert.
She does not. Why do you think I get my nails done?
She's a lipstick lesbian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, Kim may look like a bitch. I couldn't see you going mouth to mouth with the walloping willipus.
All right, Kim, are you going to tell us what your mystery is?
I don't know that I can see to be able to read my stuff. My eyes are watering.
Do you have the right glasses?
Yeah, I have the right glasses, but my eyes are watering. My allergies have been really bad, and I have been taking my allergy medicine.
Maybe you need a new one.
Maybe I do need to switch it up.
Maybe
I've taken the same one for the last few years.
Yeah, switch it.
Well, you've been in Tennessee. We were just inhaling allergens our bodies aren't ever used to. And then it all those plants inside the Gaylord pollinating right in our faces.
Yesterday it was really bad.
All those men pollinating in someone's face.
I had to take my mom to get another eye procedure yesterday. And
Put her down. Good Lord. I swear to God. How many eye procedures has she had now? 14? I'm not exaggerating.
Hang on. Let me count.
You probably can't count that high. You don't have that many fingers.
Either 4 or 5.
Oh, I feel like there's more.
I don't think so.
I feel like you've told me, she's got another one.
She's got
another one.
Well, this one's been, we knew that she was going to have this one done for a while.
Are you sure she's not actually in liposuction?
No.
Remember when
she had a torn retina. Originally, she had a torn retina. So they done surgery on it to reattach it. Well, it wasn't working correctly, or they didn't do something correctly, so they had to redo it. And then, I know what it was. They had put oil in her eye after that surgery, and the oil wasn't doing what it was supposed to have been doing, so they took the oil out and put something else in. Then they had to go back in and take the something else back out. And then she had a cataract taken care of, and... Actually, you're right. It probably is more.
I have ADHD. I
toned out.
Good God.
I got grossed out by just thinking of eye surgery.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yesterday, she had fluid removed.
God, when my body starts failing me, I'm just going to go out into nature like a dying dog, go under the porch.
She has been dealing with it for like 3 years now. She started with it before she had breast cancer, and they had to put all of the stuff for her eye on hold while she combated breast cancer.
Bless her heart. And you as a daughter, God just didn't give with no hands.
When I went for my mammogram this last time, I told the lady, I said, I don't play with mammograms. My mom had breast cancer, and then I just had endometrial cancer. And she says, yeah, you don't mess around with it. Make sure you get your scans.
Go get the squish.
Josh, did I tell you about one time my friend and I had taken one of her friend's moms to get a procedure done in Indianapolis? And we get there. She told us that she had cancer. She told all her friends and family she had cancer, so we were going to take her to a cancer treatment.
Yes.
And like everyone thought that. And so like we're waiting out in the car. She told us to wait in the car. Like they didn't let people wait in the waiting room, which I thought was weird.
She doesn't want to see what kind of doctor it was.
Yeah. So eventually my friend had to go to the bathroom. So she's like, I really can't hold it. And I was like, well, I mean, what are they going to do? Tell us she can't use the bathroom.
Right. Go outside.
Yeah. So we go in and we're like, hey, can we use the bathroom? And they're like, yeah, it's over here. So we both go into the bathroom. I was still waiting on my friend. There's all these like posters and stuff on the outside. And it was like talking about liposuction. And I thought, I don't think we're here for cancer treatment. And so my friend comes out. My friend is like, gives blonde a bad name. And so she comes out and we get back out to the car and she goes, I have a weird feeling that we're not here for cancer treatment. And I was like, yeah, I think so too. I have that weird feeling that that's accurate.
Is that the same friend that was one of my nurses people when I did my colonoscopy?
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, she's so a hoot. But bless her heart. Lord, I didn't think she's ever going to get the hint that we were not at a cancer treatment facility.
It was this little miss.
Uh-huh.
Floral wearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless her heart. I had the realization yesterday because I had so many polyps that they removed when I did do that, because now I'm supposed to do it every 3 years instead of 5.
Hmm.
A year's gone by. I got 2 more years before I would have to do it again.
Ooh. Well, at least you got someone touching stuff.
I guess.
I'll pay for it. Pay out the wazoo.
The anesthesiologist was nice looking, so.
But she didn't feel a thing.
Nope, slept through the whole thing. Well, oh, Lord, have mercy.
He takes and he gives.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, most of them we did. Just take.
So, how often have you guys seen on the news lately about data breaches?
All the time. It happens to me all the time. My phone information just goes everywhere.
It's because you're so popular.
And I mean, it's not only our phone numbers,
My social security number is all over the place. Dark web. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh my God.
And they'll even take as much as your browser history.
Yeah.
And they're going to sell it to the top people that want all of your information so they can send you crap.
I mean, we get notifications in the mail and online where these companies, we're not going to name names, just all this information's breached. And so all of your information's gone.
I always reject cookies.
Oh my God. Emails. I bet you I delete 100 emails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely ridiculous.
It is stupid how much stuff that they steal
from it's people. It's all gone. I'm just so paranoid that all my information is out there and can be easily available and used.
Right. Exactly.
Open information in my name.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I found something that's going to help us.
Oh my God. What is it?
I mean, it's already helped me. I don't have to delete those emails.
God. What is it?
It's a company called Incognito.
I like it. Yes. The name is sexy. What is
it? My favorite.
So it's this company. You go in, you sign up for it, you give them permission to act on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
They will send requests to all of these brokers that have taken all of your information and request that your stuff is deleted off of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
And it's not like a one-time thing. They put this dashboard up so you can actually watch how many requests they're sending out. And how many people are actually removing your stuff off
there. Oh, I love it.
Ooh, I bet it's like, you know, scary to see how many actually have your information.
But also satisfying. How do we find it?
So if you go to Incognito, you could get 60% off of their exclusive offer
for
your membership.
I'm downloading. I'm going there right now.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
I'm doing it.
I don't like deleting
sometimes you're useful, Kim. Thank you.
I try.
Thanks, guys. It would happen one of these days.
Yeah,
I'm on there.
I know
now.
It's not. I know it doesn't happen often, but hey, at least I'm happy. Incognito.com.
Okay.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All right, Kim, give it to us.
So today we're going to talk about the fast food killer.
Ooh, yes. All of it.
He was a serial killer. So Paul Dennis Reed Jr. was born on November 12, 1957 in Richland Hills, Texas. His early years was unremarkable, but he grew older.
That normally happens. Oh, yes. You grow up.
That tends
you to. Get older. He grows up and he gets older.
He turned into a man too.
Yeah.
Are you done?
You and your duck lips, I swear to God, Kim.
Are you done?
Yeah.
As he grew older, Reed's path veered sharply into darkness. By the early 1990s, Reed had moved to Nashville, Tennessee, with dreams of becoming a country music star. However, his aspirations were overshadowed by a violent streak in a criminal past.
No, Dios mío.
I know. On the morning of February 16, 1997, Reed entered a Captain D's restaurant in Nashville.
Blasphem.
Pretending.
That was our grandma's favorite
Captain
restaurant.
Okay, not the Captain D's.
I am not doing it.
Go on. We have to know what happens on Captain D's.
Give it to us, Kim.
We're giving you live feedback.
We are.
You can't say a Captain
ridiculous.
D's.
He entered the Captain D's restaurant in Nashville pretending to apply for a job. Once inside, he forced an employee, 16-year-old Sarah Jackson, and 25-year-old manager Steve Hampton, into the restaurant's cooler. Moments later, the sound of gunshots echoed through the building. Both victims were found laying face down, execution style, in cold blood.
Oh.
Reed escaped with $7,000 from the cash register, which he used to purchase a car 2 days later.
Why would a Cantonese have $7,000? I feel like the whole building ain't worth $7,000. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord.
I never heard of no cash drop.
No, and imagine, so like we had our Captain D's go out in our hometown of Muncie. And so, like, the employees didn't know anything until, like, the day that they were going to show
just
up to work.
Just lock the doors.
But then they went, they didn't lock the doors. They just had a sign. So they went in and just, like, stole all the fish and stuff. Yeah.
Sold it online.
I mean, I would have done it, too.
Yeah. But I can't imagine.
I mean, didn't lock the doors.
Last time I went into that Captain D's, it was pitiful looking. I'm just like, 7,000, where?
Yeah. Well, the sad part of it is I liked it better than I did Long John Silver's because I think Long John's is a little too greasy.
Captain D's
wasn't like that. So I hated when they went out.
Honey mustard.
Gosh, I'm hungry. So
I am too. We got to go to lunch after this one.
All right. So just after a month later, on March 23rd, 1997, Reed struck again. This time his target was a McDonald's on Lebanon Road. As employees were closing for the night, Reed forced them back inside with gunpoint. In the storeroom, he executed 17-year-old Andrea Brown, 27-year-old Ronald Santiago, and 23-year-old Robert Swell. Jose Gonzalez, however, managed to survive despite being stabbed 17 times after his gun jammed. So his gun had jammed, and so he couldn't shoot this one. So he had a knife, and he stabbed him 17 times. I can't imagine surviving after that.
I just can't imagine. The money. You ain't got to do all this, man. Just take the money.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, normally when someone robs a restaurant, they just rob it. They're not killing people.
Yeah, right.
So, like, I'm sure, like, these employees are like, okay, yeah, we'll do what you ask.
Yeah, I ain't going to fight back. Ain't my money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the reason that he even survived is because he played dead. So he thought that he was dead, and he got away with $3,000 in the cash register of that one. He played dead, and then when the police came in, they found him, and he did ultimately survive. So, yeah, that just amazes me.
$3,000 in the cash register still, though, boy.
Yeah, that's not a whole lot.
The way I would have played dead.
That still is a lot. They should be dropping them.
Yeah.
Like, they don't normally keep that much money in a restaurant, I don't think.
Don't they usually have, like, envelopes or something they put in and then put it in a safe or something?
Yeah, normally, like, they can't open the safe.
Yeah, it's time delayed. I worked at Dollar General in my early 20s, the register would, if you had more than 200 in your register, it would kept prompting you, drop money, drop that money. Someone's going to steal it.
Someone's going to steal it.
And then the safe takes like 10 to 15 minutes to open after you set the code in. So, I mean, the police would be there before anybody ever managed to get into it. That's just a lot of money to have in a register at a fast food.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm baffled by the $7,000 at Captain D's.
Now, I know in shows and stuff, you know, they always show a panic button to where they can, for banks anyway. Do other places have that too?
I've never seen one in
I don't know about restaurants. When I worked at the movie theater a long time ago, there was one where the safe room was for, like, if someone was going to force you to try to open the safe. However, even then, like, there was only so much money that you could get from the safe at the movie theater. So, like, the moment you tried to open the room, there was a panic button. So you could push it and the police were called.
I wasn't sure if those things were real or if that was just a, you know, a dramatization.
Yeah, like, you can, there's definitely... Yeah, you can definitely install it, for sure.
I'm the type of person, I'd be helping the robber. Like, oh, no, here's the money. You want some candy bars, a Coke?
And also, when I worked at the movie theater in the box office, I mean, in all of the cash registers underneath the money, there was a paper in case we were robbed. You were supposed to quickly fill it out, and it was to tell you, like...
Hold on, I gotta fill out this questionnaire. Yeah.
It was so that you could, like, put down, like, what they look like and what they asked you, how tall they were.
So you wouldn't forget what happened.
Yeah, because you were going to be the freshest.
As long as it's a man, I'll remember every little detail. He had a scar above his right eye.
I would have been so traumatized, though. I would not have thought about, hey, I need to do this, you know?
You got a pin. Like, I'm just, I'd
have trouble remembering the number for 911.
No,
I would
me.
Be so traumatized.
I'm like, his bulge stuck out 3.5 inches from the right. His ass was all right, but he's about 5'6", 230 pounds.
Oh my God. Reed's final act occurred on April 23rd, 1997 at a Baskin Robbins in Clarksville, Tennessee. After convincing the employees to let him inside, he kidnapped 21-year-old Angela Holmes and 16-year-old Michelle Mace. Their bodies were discovered the next day at Dunbar Cave State Park. Aww. Their throats slashed in a brutal and seamlessly act of violence. So that makes, what, 3, 4, 5, 7?
Heavens.
Is that 7?
I don't know. It's your mystery.
And only one survivor.
Only one survivor. On June 25th, 1997, Reed went to the home of the Shoney's manager who fired him from a dishwashing job the day before the Captain D's murders. The stated reason that he was fired was Reed had lost his temper and was throwing dishes at fellow employees, is why they said that they even fired him.
Well, that'll happen.
He does seem to have
a little bit of a problem. Yeah, right. Reed, armed with a knife, approached the man's front door and attempted to get in, but the screen door was locked. The man's son videotaped the encounter, and the footage was subsequently released to the media following police investigation. After the kidnapping attempt failed, Reed left the home without further incident and was then arrested by Nashville police, after which he was considered the prime suspect and charged in the Captain D's and McDonald's murders. And eventually the Baskin Robbins murder. So they got him for the first, or for the McDonald's one and the Captain D one first. And then they realized that he was the one that also done the Baskin Robbins.
Now, Captain D's, weren't they also owned by the same company that owned Shoney's?
Beats the hell out of me.
No clue.
Pretty sure that was the same parent company.
Maybe.
Because I had never been to a Shoney's before. And so I had looked them up once and I thought that I saw that Shoney's was also owned by the same parent company as Captain D's.
Possibly.
Because I was like,
Shoney's are more
weird.
Southern. I've
never
been. Muncie had one
many years ago. To a Shoney's before.
But yeah, they're more
But I
Southern.
Have been to a Shoney's now. Was that you who stopped with me before? I was with someone.
And I think we might have went to one in Pigeon Forge once.
I was charging. I was charging at a stop somewhere.
It wasn't me then.
I was with a few
people.
Where
was that place we went with Wendy on our way back?
That's where
from?
It was.
Oh, okay, that buffet place.
Yeah,
like
that's
old
where it was.
Fashion.
Yeah, we had to like walk through the little bushes and stuff to get to
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and they had that little buffet or you could order from the menu. Yeah, so Wendy was with us.
It's owned by Ponderosa.
Ponderosa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. Yeah.
They used to be really good. The Shoney's did. The last time I was in the one in Pigeon Forge, which this has been several years ago, at least 3 or 4 probably. The last time I was in that one, it had really gone downhill.
Oh, this one wasn't great.
It was like stepping back into our childhood in the 90s, going to Ponderosa in the 90s. Like nothing had changed. Same tile.
Yeah, they really,
same food.
Yeah.
And I know there's still some down in Gatlinburg in Pigeon Forge. I'm not real sure. Actually, I don't think the one in Gatlinburg's there anymore. I think there's just one in Pigeon Forge.
What's that one old restaurant? Did you ever eat it? I believe it was called Steak and Ale.
Mm-mm.
I've never even heard of it.
No. Oh,
the Golden Girls mentioned it, and I saw recently Whitney Houston. That was one of her first singing things as she did the commercials.
I didn't even know it was
him.
A real thing.
Mm. Yeah, Steak and Ale or something like that. Yeah. Mm. I love looking up. I follow a group on Facebook. It's like old restaurants that used to be around in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s that aren't. Do you remember Chi Chi's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember Chi-Chi's.
I still crave Chi-Chi. I love them.
I never went to a Chi-Chi's.
The best Mexican food I've ever had.
Are they still around?
Mm-mm. Occasionally, you can spot one.
The one Muncie went out years ago.
Yeah.
Are they still in Anderson?
No.
I don't know.
It is a Mexican restaurant again, but they went out years ago.
Okay. I think the reason, didn't Chi-Chi's have all big, tall tables? Or
yeah,
all of theirs, like
real
bar tables.
Vibrant, decorative.
That's why I never went, is because they had the big, like, bar type tables, and I can't sit on those stools. My legs go to sleep real quick trying to sit in those tall tables.
I remember it being the best empanada I've ever had in my life.
No, the best empanada I ever had was at what used to be called One Accord in Muncie. I'm sure you guys have no idea what that is.
No. Nope.
Yeah, there it used to be a place in Muncie years and years and years ago. And actually, my ex-husband and I, the first probably 5 years we were married, that's where we celebrated every year our anniversary.
Classic.
Was One Accord. And they had, oh no, theirs was sopapillas.
Sopapilla?
Yeah, their sopapillas were so good. Mm.
I like some, I love Mexican food, but I also hate it because I hate lime, cilantro, and tomatoes. That's the basis of everything.
No kidding.
Well, you can do some chicken and rice and that white cheese sauce. Yeah, all day.
I forgot how much I liked the Mexican place in Winchester so much more than the one in Muncie. Mm-hmm. I met my friends that had lost children in the hell that we used to work at. We had gone there, and I was eating the salsa, and I'm like, man, that place in Winchester is so much better.
Well, salsa is a lot better if it's fresh, and I think the place in Winchester makes theirs fresh.
Yeah, I think they do, too. It's just everything's better there. Yeah. It's just better, a better place. And I almost got some guacamole, and one of the girls said, yeah, you don't want their guacamole.
I hate avocado, too. I'm surprised I like Mexican food. Can you all listeners tell we haven't eaten lunch yet?
Hurry up, Kim, so we can go to lunch.
That's very true.
We got an Amish place to get to.
I know, right? All right. Reed was convicted on 7 counts of first-degree murder across the trials. Jurors from West and East Tennessee were brought in and sequestered because the judge deemed that with the overwhelming media coverage in Nashville, that they wouldn't be able to find anybody that was unbiased to actually sit on their jury. Now, the story of Paul Dennis Reed doesn't end with this conviction, and we'll talk more about that on Unmasked.
Awesome.
Now, I did look up, because I am the one that gave Kim the idea for this mystery. Did you see what he looked like?
I did.
Oh,
he has the thickest necks I've ever seen in my life.
Do you
life.
Have your phone, Josh?
Yeah.
Look him up.
You have to look a picture of him up.
Mm-hmm. Kim, you've met me. You think I remember what this man's name is? You got to give it to me.
You gotta spell it.
Paul Reed, R-E-I-D.
R-E-I-D. Yeah, I swear to God.
I'll put a picture on
him. I mean, thankfully.
Put it on
I mean, and we can make fun of him because he did some horrible things. But I'm telling you what, bless his heart.
Amen. It's loaded. Oh. You remember the monkey Stan got on the Golden Girls with the traffic cone with the head on it? That's what it is. Well, when you said dishwasher, I assumed he wasn't very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
put the good-looking people up by the register, which coincidentally, I always worked register.
He kind of reminds me of one of those guys who tries to work their arms out a lot, but they don't build a lot of mass. So when they go to take a photo, they like, I'm going to try to flex as much shelf around my neck and flex my neck as much as I can.
Yeah.
It's just so awkward looking.
He's probably about 5'7".
Oh, I have no doubt. Maybe 5'3". Are you going to look at how tall he is?
It was his mugshot. I forget they have.
Yeah.
Whatever. God damn it, it's in inches.
You got to do math now.
Screw that. About 76 inches tall. Calculator. He's about my height. Well, damn.
How about that?
Still awkward.
Yeah,
still
he's
weird.
Big old neck.
Quite the weird neck. Looking guy.
Big neck, Paul Reed.
Washing dishes, big neck. $7,000 out of Captain D's. That just floored me.
No wonder they're going out of business.
I didn't say it. I don't
put too much money in
the
registers.
He got from the Baskin Robbins.
That's probably why our immune system's so good. Captain D's one of those places I've never been to one where the floor wasn't a little sticky.
I know.
But the food, delicious.
Yeah.
Remember they had the all-you-can-eat buffet on Saturdays and Sundays? Yeah. We'd go there after church a lot. And it was a buffet, but they walk around with like a tray.
Captain D's?
Yeah. And it wasn't one you help yourself. Oh. They walk around with
like,
if you had the white buffet plate, they were like, what do you have? shrimp cheese sticks. And catfish. All you can
eat. We never went to any place like that when I was a kid. My
That's
because
you were trash.
Like
dollar.
No, they didn't like. Trash. They didn't like fish. They didn't like. I never.
Well, this wasn't real
my,
fish.
Did you not go to church?
Yes, I went to church.
You gotta eat fish after church. That's
no,
in the Bible.
We went to the buffet. We went to a place called Rustic Cabin that was on. It's a American Legion post now in Wharton. We used to go there. We used to go to Old Country Buffet.
Sirloin Stockade.
MCL in the mall. We went there a lot.
We was Captain D's, Long John Silver's, or Sirloin Stockade.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kim,
I miss the Sirloin Stockade.
Gross.
All right, so Raggy. A man walked into a Topeka, Kansas kayak shop and asked for all the money in the cash drawer. Apparently, the take was too small, so he tied up the store clerk and worked the counter himself for 3 hours until police showed up and grabbed him. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Should have went to a Captain D's.
Yeah, right.
Evidently.
So hard to be a robber. They got to start working at the place to robbing. Good God.
All right.
I'm curious as to how much more he made in those 3 hours.
Yeah, it didn't say. This actually came, both of these came out of the book that I bought for Dumb Criminals. I was real disappointed in that book. It's not great. Yeah. I'll have to try a different one. A motorist was unknowingly caught in an automated speed trap that measured his speed using radar and photographing his car. He later received in the mail a ticket for $40 and a photo of his car. Instead of paying it, he sent the police department a photograph of $40. Several days later, he received a letter from the police that contained another picture of handcuffs. The motorist promptly paid his bill.
That's hilarious.
That's clever. I get that,
I thought
though.
That was funny.
I would have paid in change.
You would have paid in change?
Brought him pennies, unrolled pennies. Here you are.
All right. Are we all ready to close?
Yeah. Ready to go to the religious Amish shop in my Golden Girls Rainbow Pride shirt.
I bet we get good food, though.
Never a dull moment.
All right. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias. Josh and Shane's Rabbit Hole there on the Facebooks. Come visit our website. It's mysteryinc.com. There you'll find all of our episodes, videos, photos, the merch store where you can find all of our good merch, the cups and the coffee cups and Ammonite necklaces, and I know I don't think I said that right.
Little dicks,
little
BBDs,
dicks and BBDs, and t-shirts, and all that stuff is on there. Make sure you mark your calendars, July 12th through the 14th, because we're headed to the True Crime and Paranormal Podcast Festival in Denver, Colorado, and we want to see lots of our fans there. If you're into that kind of stuff, come and see us there. Use our code MYSTERY15 at checkout and save 15%. On your ticket price, and we hope that we see you there. Let them know Mystery Inc. sent you.
All right. We'll see you guys on Unmasked.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double,
triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard. So swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.